I had a couple of you guys hit me up on Twitter over the weekend asking me to cover this story. And I know it's a couple of days old now, but, you know, it's never too late to take out the hammer and bash the virtue signaling woke media. I've never really been a fan of Piers Morgan until the last year or so. I've always thought he was kind of annoying, didn't really agree with him politically, but he wrote a brilliant article for the Daily Mail over the weekend talking about Elena McLaughlin. She competed in an MMA fight over the weekend against Celine Provost. Elena McLaughlin ended up winning the fight. She was pretty dominant, actually. There was just one tiny, minor, minuscule little problem. Just one problem here. Elena McLaughlin is a damn dude. Throughout the rest of this video, you're not going to hear me use the proper pronouns and call him she. I couldn't find his birth name. Some sites have speculated that he was born Alan McLaughlin. I don't know. But from what I read about him, he didn't really have a great childhood. Apparently, he decided at a young age that he wanted to become a woman. His parents, not all that supportive. Shocker. Allegedly, Elena McLaughlin told his mom at one point that he should just join the military so he could be shot at and killed. To which his mother allegedly replied, "You probably should." Now, if that's true, if that happened, it's deplorable. Parents should always be supportive of their children, even if they don't agree with their lifestyle choices. As a parent, you don't have to endorse being transgender. You don't have to pay for the surgery, but you should still be supportive of your child. And I'll say this as well. I do have a lot of respect for Elena McLaughlin for his military service. He spent 6 years serving in the U.S. Special Forces. That is quite an accomplishment and should be all the proof that you need as to why Elena McLaughlin should not be competing in women's MMA. In his article in the Daily Mail, Piers Morgan said Elena McLaughlin could have killed Celine Provost. Now, sometimes when people say that, they're just being a bit overdramatic. Piers Morgan was not being overdramatic. He was 100% right. That is the road that we are heading down with men competing against women in MMA. I don't care that you transitioned. I don't care that you call yourself a woman. If Elena McLaughlin beat a woman in the real world, they would call it domestic violence. He has no business competing against women in MMA. It's wrong. Go watch that fight from Friday night. Celine Provost is a veteran MMA fighter. She's not a slouch. She's been fighting for over a decade. Elena McLaughlin's been training in MMA 7, maybe 8 months. If you watch the fight, you can see that Celine Provost is the more skilled fighter. She's better in every facet, better technically, more skilled, better footwork. In a fair fight, Celine Provost wins 100 out of 100 times. But this was not a fair fight. Celine Provost is throwing and landing punches. Elena McLaughlin shakes them off like a gnat on an elephant's ass. Whatever athletic commission sanctioned this fight should be shut down. This was deplorable. Once Elena McLaughlin got Celine Provost to the ground, the damn fight was over. She was just too strong. Celine Provost literally tapped out in seconds. Let me ask you this. What would have happened had Elena McLaughlin seriously injured or killed Celine Provost? What would have happened? What would the woke media have said? What would all the wokers have said? In the thumbnail of this video, I included a picture of Elena McLaughlin that was taken during his time in the military. Would you fight that dude? Would you fight him? If Mike Tyson transitioned, would it be fair for him to fight a woman? What if Brock Lesnar were to transition? Are you going to put him in the octagon against Misha Tate? What the hell are we doing here? What happened over the weekend was a disgrace. I actually hold Celine Provost partially responsible for this. Why would she agree to fight a damn man? Why? By participating, she is supporting this nonsense, this lunacy. She put her health and possibly her life at risk. For what? What did Celine Provost prove by accepting this fight. All she did was prove what those of us with common sense already knew. Men are stronger than women. Just because Elena McLaughlin chopped off his schlong, gave himself an extra hole, it doesn't mean he is biologically a woman. Go look at some pictures from the fight the other night. Look at Elena McLaughlin's body structure. Massive legs, broad shoulders. He looks like damn Superman standing across from Celine Provost. Now, here's the thing. Where does Elena McLaughlin go from here? Did he earn himself a title shot over the weekend by beating the hell out of Celine Provost? If so, and he wins the title, who is going to beat him? You could put Chris Cyborg, Ronda Rousey, Holly Holm, take the baddest woman in MMA, match them up with Elena McLaughlin, they lose every time. If Elena McLaughlin does win a title and has a record-breaking title reign, the damn media will make him a hero. Look at this woman who broke barriers in MMA by being born a man and beating the hell out of women. He is a hero to millions of people around the world who are going through a gender identity crisis. I hate to call Elena McLaughlin a coward because he did serve in the military, but fighting a woman is cowardly. If he wants to transition to a woman and wants to compete in MMA, then get in the octagon with a dude. Thing is, at his current level of experience, Elena McLaughlin wouldn't be given that chance. Damn sure wouldn't be given that chance in the UFC or Bellator. But because he's a man fighting against a woman, he doesn't need any experience. He can win and look good off natural strength alone. We are seeing more and more cowardly men fail when they compete athletically against other men. Then they become a woman. Start competing against women, all of a sudden, they are world-class athletes. We talked about Laurel Hubbard during the Olympics. Did you guys know? For 14 years, Gavin Hubbard competed against other dudes and failed to qualify for international powerlifting tournaments. 14 years, qualified 0 times, none. Gavin Hubbard becomes Laurel Hubbard. Suddenly, he's in the damn Olympics. In 2017, Craig Telfer ranked 390th among NCAA Division II athletes in the 400-meter hurdle. Now, we're not talking about D1 here. This is Division II. This is not exactly world-class athletes we're talking about. Craig Telfer ranked 390. Fast forward 2 years to 2019. Within that time span, Craig Telfer bursts out of his cocoon, blossoms into a beautiful butterfly known as CC Telfer. He goes from ranking 390 to the NCAA Division II national champion. Callum Mountsey played on the Australian men's handball team. 22 appearances against Duke. He scored 0 goals. Callum Mountsey decides that he didn't want his Frank and Beans anymore. He determined that he identified more with the felines. Callum Mountsey becomes Hannah Mountsey, joins the Australian women's handball team, scores 23 goals in 6 appearances. Are you seeing the trend here? I could keep going. There are more examples, but you guys get the point. We have already seen near disaster in MMA before when men are fighting women. Boyd Burton served in the U.S. Navy until he decided to chop off his wanker and become Fallon Fox. Started competing against women in MMA. Ended up fracturing a woman's skull. Luckily, she survived. But it shouldn't have happened in the first place. I don't think it'll ever happen in the UFC. Dana White is far too smart to allow this to go on. Hell, I shouldn't even say that. Dana White has common sense. Doesn't take intelligence to understand that men shouldn't be fighting women. Eventually, this is going to end in disaster. And you know who's going to be to blame? Obviously, the athletic commissions and organizations that allow it to happen in the first place, but also the media, who refuse to do their jobs and call out this garbage. Instead, they support it. Outlets like The Guardian, who are supposedly about women's rights, support a man beating the hell out of a woman. Anyway, give me your thoughts on this stupidity. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.